Lesson 8. Outcomes. Explain shock management. Shock, failure of the circulatory system to produce sufficient blood to all parts of the body, results in depression of bodily functions, and eventually death if not controlled. Shock management. Shock is a condition that occurs when the body is unable to regulate itself and maintain normal function. In particular, a body in shock is unable to supply enough blood to vital organs to keep them functioning. This section will address the types of shock, the signs and symptoms of shock, and shock treatment. Types of shock. There are numerous types of shock. However, the most common types are hypovolemic, cardiogenic, and neurogenic. Both trauma and other medical emergencies can cause shock. Other causes of shock can be anaphylactic, due to allergic reaction, and septic, due to infection. Hypovolemic shock. When a patient loses a substantial amount of blood, he or she is at risk of suffering from hypovolemic shock. Shock occurs when the body is unable to supply blood to tissue. If there is significant blood loss as a result of internal and/or external bleeding, the body is unable to adequately supply the tissue. Therefore, hypovolemic shock is a volume issue because the amount of blood in the body is substantially reduced. The majority of instances of shock are due to hypovolemia. Cardiogenic shock. Even if the body has an adequate amount of blood, the heart still forces it through the body. Cardiogenic shock occurs when the heart is unable to force enough blood to tissue for it to continue functioning. This lack of supply is said to be a pump issue because the heart is unable to pump enough blood. A myocardial infarction, MI, more commonly known as a heart attack, is a main cause of heart impairment and can cause the body to quickly go into cardiogenic shock. Neurogenic shock. Blood vessels such as arteries expand and contract due to signals from the brain. Blood flow is carefully regulated in this manner. When blood vessels are expanded, significant amounts of blood can quickly travel through the body. Likewise, when blood vessels are constricted, very little blood is made available to organs and tissue. Neurogenic shock occurs when there is damage to the brain, spinal cord, or other nerves that control or regulate the blood vessels. This damage prevents the body from controlling the expansion and contraction of blood vessels as it normally would. Neurogenic shock is typically the result of the overexpansion of blood vessels. As the vessels expand, the pressure of the blood decreases due to the increased capacity. Therefore, neurogenic shock is said to be a container issue. Common causes for neurogenic shock are spinal trauma and head injuries. Other types of shock. There are several other types of shock that can be encountered. One type is anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock occurs due to a severe allergic reaction. Allergic reactions can be the result of issues such as food allergies, environmental allergies, and insect bites or stings. Another type of shock is septic shock. Sepsis is the result of a severe infection in the body. While these types of shock are not as commonly encountered as the types listed earlier, they are still dangerous and should be treated as true medical emergencies. Signs and symptoms of shock. Internal functions of the body such as pulse, blood pressure, and respiration are carefully adjusted to achieve optimal results. When a negative condition affects the body, it will adjust functions accordingly to maintain ideal results. However, if the condition continues, the body may not be able to maintain normal operations as it once did. Gradually, the body will begin to exhibit negative effects of the condition. Signs and symptoms that someone is in shock or entering shock include pale/cool/moist skin, rapid heart rate, tachycardia, rapid breathing, tachypnea, nausea and/or vomiting, confusion, also known as altered mental status. Others such as dizziness, dilated pupils, and loss of consciousness. Treatment for shock. Because shock is a life-threatening condition, patients exhibiting signs and symptoms should be treated immediately and prepared for transport. Advanced life support treatments that paramedics provide are extremely important, however, those treatments should not delay transport to a hospital. Transport to a hospital can be viewed as a treatment and in most cases is the best treatment that can be provided to a shock victim. For this reason, transport of any patient exhibiting symptoms of shock should never be delayed. Place patients in a position to support blood flow to vital organs, such as lying on their back and feet elevated. Keep wounds or injuries elevated whenever possible. Oxygen should be used if within local protocols. Using the methods detailed in this chapter, control bleeding immediately. A blanket should be used to cover the patient in order to maintain body temperature and prevent hypothermia, figure 23.40. EMT intermediates and paramedics should be able to provide other advanced treatments for shock in these instances.